For 5 years, a group of Alaskans has been struggling to help people a world away in Old Fangak, a 1,000-year-old village in the new country of South Sudan. Last week, theatergoers in Homer had a chance to see the premiere of The Village, a film that documents life in Old Fangak and the remarkable efforts of the Alaska-Sudan Medical Project. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
On the website of the Alaska-Sudan Medical Project is a short video profiling Old Fangak, South Sudan. It opens with a shot of a frail old woman sweeping a walkway outside her hut with a handful of straw.
If there was a place where time stood still, it would be here.
The video describes how decades of civil war, combined with drought, malnutrition, and disease, have left the residents of the village without much hope for their future. For many years, even during the years of civil war between North and South Sudan, Alaska Dr. Jill Seaman was a beacon of hope in Old Fangak. Chronically underfunded and undersupplied, Seaman worked out of an old clinic building that was left over from Sudan's days as a British colony, fighting diseases like tuberculosis, malaria, and polio. As the video documents, in 2007, Seaman was visited by a couple of Anchorage colleagues, Dr. Jack Hickel and nurse Lori Gibbons.
What they found was a humanitarian crisis that broke their hearts. The home video of this visit, shared with friends, family, and co-workers, was all it took to set in motion this big idea. It's now called the Alaska-Sudan Medical Project.
Upon Dr. Hickel's return, his friend, filmmaker Tim Hardesty, was one of the first people to hear about the terrible conditions in Old Fangak.
He called it the worst humanitarian situation that he had ever witnessed, and that coming from a doctor who had spent 15 years in Africa.
Hardesty instantly became part of a team of Alaskan volunteers that would become the Alaska-Sudan Medical Project, a nonprofit group that provides relief to Old Fangak. In 2009, they began building a new medical clinic there, and in just 5 years, they've built 2 wells for clean drinking water and 6 latrines in the village. In addition to providing medical and dental care and immunizations, the group has also trained locals in growing vegetables. Hardesty has been back to Old Fangak 3 times in the last 4 years. He says that every time he goes, he sees 2 groups of people: those who are happy to see them and are excited for their arrival, and those who are simply too hungry or too sick to celebrate.
They're living their lives. They're desperate lives, but they're not living in desperation because this is their life. But then they welcome us with happy faces and singing and dancing and celebration that we come to help.
Still, Hardesty believes the Alaska-Sudan Medical Project has definitely made a positive change in Old Fangak. The village has grown in the last couple of years, he says, mostly because people in the region know that there is good medical care and clean water available there.
I personally think that the biggest difference is hope. Up and down this river, they call us the Alaska team. They don't know where Alaska is, but you go on the boat along the river and you come to a village and they say, we want the Alaska team to come here. It's a dent in a really big problem. It's a very small step towards something that will be bigger, but it has made a significant difference.
Hardesty hopes that Alaskans will make a connection to the villagers of Old Fangak, like he has, when they see his film The Village, which documents life there and the efforts of the Alaska-Sudan Medical Project. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.